A federal jury in Boston has decided that admitted killer Gary Lee Sampson shall be executed for the 2001 carjacking and slaying of college student Jonathan Rizzo. But Sampson escaped the death penalty for the killing of grandfather Philip McCloskey and was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for that crime. WBUR's David Boeri, who covered the killings and the first trial of Gary Lee Sampson in 2003, reports on this outcome of Sampson's second trial.
It was a day not so much of emotion, but of exhaustion. 16 years after the killings, 13 years after the first jury sentenced him to death, and 6 years after a judge overturned that verdict on account of juror misconduct and ordered a new trial, this, the latest trial, also ended in a death penalty. And this statement from U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz.
Gary Lee Sampson will pay with his life for all of the heinous crimes that he committed. And he received the maximum sentence that the law provides.
There was an economy of tears and dramatics from those who had endured the ordeal, bearing witness to twice-told testimony and twice-shown photos of the corpses of their loved ones. Michael Rizzo is the father of the radiant son, 19-year-old Jonathan.
It's a very sobering and somber day for us, but we know that justice has prevailed.
After 16 hours of deliberations, 7 men and 5 women filed into the courtroom, the forewoman holding the large verdict form to her chest. In his first trial, Sampson had wiped tears from his eyes upon hearing the verdict. Second trial was a dry one. This time round, the jurors failed to reach unanimity on the verdict regarding victim Philip McCloskey, age 69.
We are disappointed in the verdict in the way that it was split.
The jury's decision, which spares Sampson from a second death penalty for taking McCloskey's life, seemed puzzling. Jurors had heard Sampson's graphic, unremorseful confession to police about stabbing the older man over and over again in a frenzy that nearly decapitated him. But Philip's son, Scott McCloskey, took comfort in knowing death by execution for killing someone else, namely Jonathan Rizzo, would still be Sampson's fate. And practically speaking, one execution of Gary Sampson is as good as two.
It all ended up in the verdict of death, so I'm happy with the results. It's done. Hopefully we never have to go through this again. God bless my father. May he rest in peace. That's all I got.
In filling out a 29-page verdict form, the jury had shown some consideration for Sampson. One or more of them agreed that he was mentally ill and suffered a mild traumatic brain injury as a child. One or more agreed he had been the victim of physical and sexual violence in prison. But not one juror agreed that traumatic brain injury explained his, quote, lifetime struggles to control his behavior, unquote, or that he demonstrated any acceptance of responsibility for killing his victims. One of the mitigating factors the defense submitted for the jurors was this. Gary Sampson wants to love and be loved. To that, every juror voted no, a devastating rejection of the defense's call for mercy. Afterward, Michael Rizzo gave thanks.
This is what we wanted. This is what we fought for, and this is what we've been here for the last 15 years.
One death penalty was enough to be shared by 3 families, said Jonathan's mother, Mary.
Philip, Eli, and Jonathan all are in my heart and in my pictures in my wallet every single day. This has been brutal. I am so glad it's over.
What is not over, however, as the history of the federal death penalty demonstrates, are the years of likely appeals should the 57-year-old Sampson live that long. Until then, the other sentence, the one imposed with regard to Philip McCloskey, will suffice. Life in prison without the possibility of parole until Sampson is cleared for his execution. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri at the Federal Courthouse.
The verdict against Sampson marks the second time in 2 years that a federal jury has imposed the death penalty in Massachusetts, the first being the sentence given to Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. Massachusetts is a state that has no state death penalty and has not executed a defendant since 1947.